Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm JT Shea, and you're not. And I'm here to welcome you to the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, the only podcast that is an audio series of everyone's favorite moose and squirrel that is completely unauthorized.
Translation, meaning that you did not ask for it, but here we are anyway.
Each episode of Rocky and Bullwinkle is recorded live as part of the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Live from Packrat Comics in Hillard, Ohio. A big set of kudos goes out not only to our live audiences, but the owners of Packrat Comics, who valiantly allow Moose and Squirrel there. If you'd like more information on how to see the show live, download past episodes, or to subscribe to us on iTunes, be sure to head over to gbgpodcast.com.
Oh boy! Archivy! Not anchovy, the archive! Archive! Stuff!
If you've enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and give us a review. It sure does help us out a lot when you do.
Help us do what now?
And now here is this week's episode of the magically unauthorized misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle.
A thunder of jets in an open sky, a streak of gray and a cheerful...
Hi, everybody!
A loop, a whirl, a vertical climb, and once again, you know it's time for... The magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle. Starring that supersonic speedster, Rocket J. Squirrel, and his pal, Bullwinkle J. Moose.
Hurry, Bullwinkle, our show's about to start.
I'm a hurry and a fast of the king.
Along with a host of others. Previously, you may gather that our heroes, Rocket J. Squirrel and Bullwinkle J. Moose,
known as Rocky and Bullwinkle the Youth,
were not that cheerful.
Well, what's there to be cheerful about? When you owe someone money and you don't have any, it makes any day blue.
Well, no, I feel like a mixture of brown to light brown, to be honest.
But little did they know that atop Mount Flatten, a scientist named Researcher had found a new element or orb embedded deep within the mountainside. As our heroes continued to discuss their scenario,
I'm more of a Beth Cather myself.
There was a knock at the door.
Holy smokes, Bullwinkle! We haven't had anyone knock on our door in, well, forever!
Well, except for when they deliver the news.
Bullwinkle, they stopped delivering us the news years ago.
Why, was it all bad news?
Gosh, no.
Jeepers, why not then?
We couldn't afford it.
Oh, yeah.
But the knocks continued. One, two, three. The plucky squirrel flew to the door. And opens the door, revealing, why, it's Researcher!
Hello, Mr. Squirrel, Mr. Moose. It seems I need your help. Apparently, you are the owner of the deed to Mount Flatten.
Mount Flatten?!
Yes, you see...
And Reese told our friends the tale of how he traveled to Mount Flatten and found embedded in the mountainside was a piece of rock known as Upsidasium.
And that's how it happened.
But you can't have been on Mount Flatten, Mr. Archer.
Well, why not, Rocky? You heard him. He was there.
Yes, please explain.
Because Mount Flatten isn't there anymore. Oh, don't you remember, Bullwinkle? No. Last time we found it, we had to haul it off to Mott, Washington to escape the clutches of Mr. Big.
Wait, so what mountain was I climbing? And what happened to the mountain?
The government did what it always does best.
It was too big to fail?
No.
Gave people health care without trying to take it immediately away again.
No.
I'm running out of options here, Rocky.
No, it dismantled the mountain for its own secret purposes.
Oh, of course, that's what it would do. The government would always do something like that.
So then why isn't this, like, on the period table? This rock that was discovered years ago, and this should be discussed in science classes and more. What's the deal?
And right he was, but with all these mysteries in the air, it was time to ask an important question.
Is it time for the next episode yet?
Not that one.
Oh, well, who's that fella in the third row of Ronian?
Not that one either.
Well, if you seem to know, why ain't you telling?
The important question simply was this. Who could answer such questions about where all the Upsidasium is?
Oh, I know this one.
Yeah, Bullwinkle?
That guy in the third row of our audience, he knows. Excuse me, sir, where's all the Upsidasium at?
Down under?
Well, that's not really helpful at all, is it?
Rocky soon realizes that there is one more fellow they can talk to.
Captain Wrongway Peach Fuzz.
What?
The legendary captain. The legendary Captain Peach Fuzz? But he's retired.
He He's the only one that came to check on us over all the years.
Where is he?
We don't know. He never gave us a return address.
He was a secretive guy. Too many years during the Cold War.
Well, we thought it was a little too warm for me.
But we need to find him. Could you help us?
Sure.
Wait, Bullwinkle. Okay, Reese, only on one condition.
Name it.
You pay for our expenses.
Yeah.
We're broke.
Uh-oh. Can Researcher help pave the way for Rocky and Bullwinkle?
Gee, I sure hope so.
Me too.
Me three? It could take us way longer to get to the bottom of the whole mystery if he doesn't pay.
Find out next time in an episode of the magically unauthenticated misadventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle we'd like to call If the Money is Right, or Like Stealing Candy from an Old Man.
That was this week's unauthorized episode. Just a reminder that if you would like to download more past episodes, find out how to subscribe on iTunes, and more, please go to our website at gbgpodcast.com and click on the big letters that say Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just a little note that this podcast updates right here every Tuesday and is produced by D4K Studios as part of the GBG Presents podcast series. Did you enjoy the show? Maybe not enjoy it? Perhaps have a question or thought? Not sure who to talk to because your therapist ain't doing the trick? Well, email us at rockyandbullwinkleshow@gmail.com.
And don't forget about the legal mumbo-jumbo.
Tonight's show features characters like Rocky, Bullwinkle, Boris, Natasha, Captain Peachfuzz, and more, who are characters created by Jay Ward Productions and are owned by DreamWorks and NBC Universal. Please don't sue us. We do this out of love of these characters.
Yeah, but it don't matter to them, though.
Yeah, I know. But on behalf of the cast and crew of this episode, which you can find on our show notes, I'm J.T. Shea of the Drawing the Wrong Conclusions podcast and Night Gig Studios. You can visit us online at nightgig.com or check out our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/nightgig. Good night, folks.